the chamber is decided that they are going to become much more politically active than they've been in the past. And that's a significant move on their part. They've tried political activism in the past with mixed results. I think the biggest faux pas was when Mayor Brown first got elected. They struggled to come up with a recommendation from either Mike Hogan, who was opposing Mayor Brown at the time, or Do We Back Brown? They couldn't do it. They couldn't figure out who they opposed. They didn't back anybody. That was embarrassing for them. And out of that, conventional wisdom is that the Jacksonville Civic Council came into being because of frustration in the business community over the chamber's kind of lack of muscle.
And who are the Jacksonville Civic Council?
It's a group of business leaders in town, usually the highest level people, who have formed to make an advisory group, and they speak out on what they consider their priorities. They came into being, really, because of the vacuum in leadership from Jack's Chamber. So now Jack's Chamber is moving pretty aggressively into the political realm. And this is a reflection also of their president, Daniel Davis. He has got a strong political background, former state rep, former city council member. He obviously recognizes the value of being politically active. I can certainly see him getting Jack's Chamber involved with state economic issues quite easily.
Recently, when the governor stopped in town, he did a press conference at the chamber. They seem friendly already.
Oh, definitely. The chamber and the governor back a lot of the same economic development initiatives. So it's a natural alliance, and it's something that really is long overdue for the chamber.
All right. More business in politics. That's our business analyst, John Burr. Thanks, John.
Thank you.